A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the following Sabbath, almost the whole city gathered to hear the word of the Lord. When the Jews saw the crowds, they were filled with jealousy and with violent abuse contradicted with what Paul said. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, but since you reject it and condemn yourself as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us. I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth." The Gentiles were delighted when they heard this and glorified the word of the Lord. All who were destined for eternal life came to believe, and the word of the Lord continued to spread through the whole region. The Jews, however, incited the women of prominence who were worshipers and the leading men of the city, stirring up a persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them from their territory. So they shook the dust from their feet in protest against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you also know my Father. From now on you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the memorial of Saint Joseph the Worker, and it was established by Pope Pius XII in 1955 as a Catholic response to the communist May Day worker celebrations. So here's the problem with communism, and I know it's in vogue these days. Communism denies the transcendental dignity of the human person. Communism considers the individual person simply as an element, a molecule within a social organism. That means the good of the individual is completely subordinated to the good of the state, okay? We are made in the image and likeness of God. Therefore, we cannot be completely subordinated to the state or to a company or to any other organization. We need to experience our dignity in every aspect of our life. And that, yes, includes work. And that's why we cannot relegate work to the secular whim. Work is not a punishment for sin. You got to remember that Adam was given work to do before the fall. We got to remember that. The fact that we are made in the image of God comes through, guess where? In our work, because we participate in God's ongoing creation and his providence for the whole world. And not only do we participate in God's ongoing creation when we work, but through work we realize our implicit powers. And those implicit powers are our intellect and they're our physical powers. And all of this affirms our dignity as human beings. We realize who we are and we experience the gifts that God has given us. But there is also a social dimension to work. Work draws us together with other laborers so we can provide a social need for the world. We experience the fact that we need one another to live a full life. The problem with communism or any other ideology that eliminates God, it is that it tries to do the impossible. You know what communism tries to do? It tries to establish the brotherhood of man without the fatherhood of God.